chosen for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal. Clifford. He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Jetta's tall tale.
Yeah, Clifford is very cool. I wish I had a pet like him. Uh-oh, my kite is falling.
Pull it, Charlie, to the left.
Come on, kite, stay up there.
Hooray!
Wow, look what Clifford did.
He's a real kite flying hero.
Hey, Clifford, you want to fly it for a while?
Yeah! Wow, look at it!
Only Clifford could get a kite that high in the sky.
Yeah, Clifford's the best.
Yay! Clifford!
And you're the luckiest, Emily Elizabeth. He's one of the biggest, most wonderful pets anyone could have.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean, Jetta?
My dog, Mac, is pretty wonderful.
Lots of pets are as wonderful as Clifford is, but I don't know any that are as big as he is.
That's
Lulu is as big as Clifford.
Who?
Lulu.
Who's Lulu, Jetta?
Well, Lulu is my new pet. My new pet parrot, yes. My dad brought her back from, the jungles of the Amazon. She's one of a kind. And she's huge!
Wow!
Cool!
You have a parrot bigger than Clifford?
Well, yeah.
Are you sure she's bigger than Clifford is?
Well,
yes,
I'm sure she's as big as Clifford. And she can talk, too. Can Clifford do that?
If Lulu is so big, how come we've never seen her?
Well, she just got here.
Let's go see her now.
No!
Why not?
Well, Lulu's really, tired. It's a long way from the jungles of the Amazon, you know.
Okay, we'll come see her another time.
Come see her another time.
We'll come over tomorrow, okay?
What?
Come on, let's go play catch.
Okay, I'm up first.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Come on over here!
All right, Jim.
Clifford!
Hey,
Clifford!
Hey, Clifford!
Hey,
hi!
How you doing?
Hey, Jetta! Come on, let's go see Lulu!
Oh, I don't think we can, Charlie.
Why not?
Well, you see...
Jetta! Charlie! Climb aboard! Clifford's gonna give us a ride to Jetta's house to see Lulu!
Thanks, Clifford. You're always ready to help, huh?
Woof!
Yeah!
Hi, Lulu!
help, too. Tomorrow, she's going to fly everyone home.
Your parrot can fly us home? Wow, that's fantastic, Jetta. Come on, Jetta. We can't wait to see Lulu.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Lulu either. Okay, everyone. Lulu is kind of shy, so I'll just go in first and bring her out, okay? Okay, Jetta.
We can't wait to see her.
Okay, here I go. Now what am I gonna do? There is no Lulu to bring out. I never should have told that silly lie. What am I gonna do?
Where is she? What's taking her so long?
Maybe she can't find Lulu because there is no Lulu.
Charlie, do you really think Jetta was not telling the truth about Lulu?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe she just wanted to have a pet as cool as Clifford.
Call Sheriff Lewis.
No! I'm sure she'll be back. She probably just wants to explore the island.
Maybe, but I still think we should go look for her.
I think so, too.
I'm sure Clifford will help.
Okay, then. Let's go find Lulu.
Yeah!
You stay here in case she comes back, Jetta.
And don't worry. We'll find her.
I don't think you will. Maybe I should just tell them the truth. Oh, but they'll be so mad at me. There is no Lulu.
Woof, woof.
Sorry, Jetta. We didn't find your parrot. We looked everywhere. I think we need to call Sheriff Lewis now.
Me too. I don't know what I'd do if Clifford were lost. It'd be just awful.
I think we should call in the army to look for her.
No!
Jetta, are you absolutely positively sure there is a Lulu?
Yes, there is. And you don't need to call in the army because Lulu is back.
That's great. Where is she?
She's sleeping right now. She was really tired.
Oh, okay. We'll come back and see her tomorrow then.
Yeah!
Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye. Where am I gonna find a great big bird by tomorrow?
Clifford!
Clifford! Oh, Clifford! Come here, boy. Come on, come on. Oh, Clifford, I really, really need your help. Will you help me, boy? Will you? Please? Does that mean you will help me?
Woof!
Charlie's right. You really are always ready to help. Clifford, you look absolutely amazing. No one will ever know you're not a real bird.
Look! It's Lulu!
Jetta, she's really terrific!
Thank you.
Didn't you say Lulu could talk?
But you have to talk to her first. Go ahead, try it.
Okay. Lulu want a cracker? Come on, Lulu. Can you talk? Can you say something, Lulu? I don't think she can talk.
Quack! Lulu want a cracker?
Talk some more, Lulu.
Quack! Lulu likes to talk. Lulu is a pretty bird, quack. Lulu is a great big bird, quack.
Aw, she's really special.
Yeah, she's a much better pet than Jetta's old dog, Mac.
Better than Mac? She's even better than Clifford.
Better than Clifford? I don't think she's better than Clifford.
She can talk and fly.
She's way better than Clifford.
Lulu is not better than Mac, and she's not better than Clifford.
What?
She can't fly, and she can't talk, and she's not even real. She's Clifford.
Why did you lie to us, Jetta?
I am so sorry. At first, I just made Lulu up so I'd have a pet as big as Clifford. But then, the lie kept on getting bigger and bigger. And it kept getting harder and harder to tell the truth. I'm really sorry, everyone. I wish I told you the truth from the start. Can you forgive me?
That's the trouble with lies. Sometimes they grow and grow until they're as big as Lulu. We forgive you, Jetta. But I don't know about Clifford and Emily.
I'm sorry I borrowed Clifford without asking you, Emily Elizabeth. And I'm sorry I tried to turn you into a big parrot, Clifford.
We forgive you too, Jetta. In fact, I think Clifford kind of liked being a big bird.
We don't need any more big pets around here. We have Clifford, the biggest, reddest dog in the whole wide world.
Summer. One sunny summer day, Speckle and his friends were at the beach, swimming, making sandcastles, and playing beach ball, having some wonderful summer fun. Darnell thought it would be great if they could have both summer and winter fun at the same time. Speckle thought so too, and he knew just how to do it. He started building a winter snowman out of the summer sand. Luna put on seashell eyes, and Ravi made a driftwood nose. Reva and Darnell made sand angels, just like they would in the snow. Then everyone got on the surfboard and sledded down a sand dune. They had such a good time, Speckle could hardly wait for winter and the summer fun they would have then. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Very good. But I'll get better. People like their papers up by the front door.
Maybe I'll just help Baz out a little. little and put this paper on Ms. Martinez's porch where it belongs.
Why, Cleo, what a good dog. You brought my paper to the door. Wait! Just a little reward for being so helpful, Cleo.
Wow, a bone! Just for delivering a newspaper? Maybe I'll try that again.
Whoa, look at all this! You got all this great stuff just for bringing newspapers to people's front door?
Yep. You see, Baz can't throw very well yet. So I stepped in to help him out. Everyone was so happy, they gave me a little reward.
These rewards sure look good.
Go ahead and have one, T.
Thanks, Cleo.
No problem. There's plenty more where that came from.
Really?
Yep. All we gotta do is help Baz deliver those newspapers. T, I'll take the one next door.
I got it!
Well, you brought me my paper. Well, that was really nice of you. Let me go get you a little tree.
Wow, this is great!
I've never seen so many treats, not even in the pet store.
Oh, this is only the beginning, big guy.
It is?
Uh-huh. Tomorrow we'll get up early. We'll move fast and work together to help Baz deliver every single paper on Birdwell Island.
Yeah!
Okay!
Team.
Thank you.
Dogs are actually making themselves useful. Ruff. I believe I'm going to give you dogs a little reward for bringing my paper to the door.
Now that was really fun. Everyone looked so happy when we delivered their paper.
Baz sure was smiling, and so was Mr. Bleakman. I've never seen that before.
Didn't I tell you this paper-fetching thing was great?
Wow, look at all this! Woof.
Baz told me you've been helping him out until he gets better at throwing the papers. I'm so proud of you. All of you.
Boy, fetching these papers makes everybody happy.
I know it makes me happy.
You guys, didn't you hear what Emily Elizabeth said?
Yeah, she's proud of us for helping.
No, she said Baz is going to get better at throwing the papers.
So?
So, as soon as Baz gets good at it, he won't need us anymore.
So?
So, we need to earn as many treats as we can before Baz gets good at throwing papers.
You're right, Cleo. Too bad there's only one paper delivered a day.
T-Bone, you're a genius.
What do you mean?
Don't you see? If we deliver more than one newspaper to each house, we get more than one tree from each house.
I don't know about that, Cleo. Besides, Fast only delivers one paper. Where could we get all those other newspapers from?
I know just the place. Mrs. Diller calls this place a recycling center.
And there sure are a lot of papers here.
So come on, guys. Let's get busy and collect those treats.
Are you sure about this?
You saw how happy one paper makes people. Imagine how happy they'll be with a whole big pile. These people are gonna be so surprised when they wake up and see this. Come on to the next house, then the next, then back for more newspapers.
Aye, where did all these come from?
Oh my goodness!
Faz, where'd all these papers come from?
I don't know. Somebody put them on every doorstep.
From the recycling center.
That explains where all the papers came from, but who delivered them?
The dogs!
Hey, they're trying to take our rewards. We gotta stop them.
Wait a minute, Cleo. I don't think Emily Elizabeth wants any rewards. She's not thinking about herself. She's thinking of everyone else. I think she just sees that people are upset, and she wants to help.
Without getting any rewards?
Maybe she just likes to make people happy by helping them. It does make you feel pretty good when they smile and say thank you.
Yeah, but it feels pretty good when they give you treats, too.
Come on, let's go help Emily, Elizabeth, and Baz.
I'm right behind you, Clifford.
Okay. I'm coming.
Oof. And I thought I handled a lot of papers on my route.
Well, it wasn't too bad. We did have help. Thanks, guys. Everyone was really happy that we took these papers back to the recycling center.
And now the center can break them down and make new newspapers out of them. That way, all this paper doesn't have to go into the trash.
You did a great job, guys. Now let's go home.
We did do a good job, didn't we?
Yeah. We should be proud of ourselves.
Yeah, I guess it does feel pretty good to help people, even if you don't get a reward for it. But a liver-flavored tummy yummy would sure taste good right now.
I know it's important to think about the feelings of others. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is be kind.
Uh-oh. It looks like Mac's special birthday balloon popped.
I told him it'd get ruined if he didn't take it inside. I'm gonna go show him.
Wait a minute, Cleo. Maybe we can find a nicer way to tell him about it so he won't feel so bad.
You're right, Clifford.
Hi, Mac. We're really sorry, but your balloon got ruined in the sun.
My special balloon! Oh.
We all make mistakes sometimes, even me.
Thanks, Cleo. And thanks for not saying, "I told you so."
You're welcome. Hey, you want to play tag?
Sure.
Helping a friend to feel better makes you feel better, too. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be kind.